Hey everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk to you about everyone's favorite topic when it comes to cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, and that's taxes. Not at all. I know, I'm just completely kidding, but there was some really interesting commentary that has been circulating around, and I do think it has quite a bit of logic to it, and I think it's some good research, and it's from Tom Lee at Fundstrat. You also find him on CNBC quite a bit in regards to the tax liability that is owed and how that has contributed to the downward pressure and the sell pressure, the sell volume on Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. I also want to talk a little bit about some work I'm doing with the new company Boosto and helping them with product creation too, and talk a little bit about kind of my role with that. And then you might be watching, if you're watching the video, if you're not on the podcast, you might be looking at the background seeing like, where the hell are you? To anybody who always wants to make fun of me and joke around in the comments or be serious, you know, you're living in your parents' basement, all that good stuff. Yeah, I actually am in my parents' basement today. I'm visiting before I go to travel to San Francisco for work tomorrow. So yeah, you can comment all you want. I'm in the parents' basement today. I'm a basement dweller. But let's get into the real portion of the discussion. So Tom Lee, who is on CNBC quite a bit, he has a crypto fund, Fundstrat Global, and he came out with some research that has circulated around. If you're not following him on Twitter, pretty solid follow. But this was primarily, it was on a number of different websites. He also talked about it a bit on CNBC. But essentially, what the thesis here is that there are significant tax liabilities for cryptocurrencies in 2017. Estimated, Tom Lee and Fundstrat estimate that that could be up to or around $25 billion worth of tax liabilities. Now, I know you're probably thinking this is crypto, who pays taxes. I think a lot of people are paying taxes this year, and I think a lot of people are petrified of going to jail from this stuff, and the government knows. So you do what you want to do, but when I'm looking at it, you know, $25 billion of potentially taxes is tax liability is massive. And that's what Tom Lee's firm has estimated, at least in the U.S. I understand there's also, this is global as well, so it doesn't just affect the U.S. But when we're looking at this, what does that really mean? So obviously the price of crypto went up massively in 2017. There were numerous people that, you know, let's say invested $10,000 worth of money in the beginning of 2017 into crypto, and that might be worth a couple $100,000 right now, and they owe taxable, you know, they owe either short or long-term capital gains, depending upon where they bought in, on that income. And for institutions, for institutional investors, for hedge funds, for whoever it might be that made those moves, some have been selling off to cover capital gains. And then for retail investors as well, when you look at this, what happens, let's say you know, right now, you didn't have that much money initially. Let's say you didn't have a ton of money, but you put $5,000 or $10,000 into crypto, and that, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 is now worth $100,000. You owe capital. You probably owe, maybe trading a little bit, you probably owe some level of capital gains tax on that. And you either can pay that just in straight up cash, if you have the cash in your bank account. Some people do, maybe some people don't, but if you have the cash, you might just be paying that tax off via cash. You don't want to sell your crypto. But there are other people out there that maybe don't have as much cash, but they are crypto rich right now, and they're getting a bill from the government. They're getting a bill from the federal government or from their state government saying, hey, you owe us XYZ. And the best place for them to get that money from is to sell more crypto, essentially, to cover that. And then next year they're going to owe taxes on that. So it's this one crazy vicious cycle that's going on right now. And Tom Lee estimates that that is potentially one of the big reasons behind the drop of the cryptocurrency markets. Obviously, the valuations were pretty significantly outstretched. I mean, when you look at now, $800 billion, and now we're at about $250 billion or so. But that does make a bit of sense to me, because I do think there are both institutions and retail investors who needed to sell cryptocurrency to cover the amount of money that they owe, because they probably owe quite a bit of money when you consider the massive influx of money that was made in 2017. So I think that's a really interesting point. Do I think it's the only reason on the planet why the price of crypto, or why the price of a Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is down? Not at all. But it's definitely, it would really make sense as a contributing factor. Now, this would logically, you would expect this, the selling pressure to logically pull back a little bit after April 15th when the filing deadline, when the deadline to file taxes is done in the U.S. unless you do some type of an extension. But you would logically expect some of that to maybe that type of sell pressure to be reduced at that point in time. But that remains to be seen. The one thing that I will say, and I think it's interesting too, is while Tom Lee and the Fundstrat team have talked about how this is a negative event, or this is massive sell pressure for crypto, the crypto markets in general, they still reiterate a mid to long term target of $20,000 to $25,000 Bitcoin for within the year of 2018. And I'm kind of in that same boat. I've joked around a little bit, but I do think we are going to see $20,000+ Bitcoin again at some point in time in the future. There are a lot of things that have kind of been negatively affecting the market as of late, and this is certainly one of them. So interesting to hear on Tom Lee and Fundstrat's standpoint that they do, while they see this the sell pressure as having affected and will continue to potentially bring down the price of the crypto markets, it's still an opportunity, or there's still a long-term opportunity. They still don't feel like the valuation of the market is changing in the medium to long-term. So I think that's a positive thing to hear from here on out as well. Now on the other end of the spectrum too, like I talked about before, this is something I'm pretty excited about. So I am working now with the team at Boosto, and this is something that perhaps you've seen this website go around. I know Omar from Crypto has Crypto's News has talked about this a bit, but this is something called CryptoInfluence.io. But I'm working with the team behind this. This is basically a tool to kind of rank crypto influencers, and you got your guys Data Dash, Doug Polk killing it, Box Mining, Crypto Investor, Crypto Daily, David Hay, all those good guys. I'm down behind all of them, so shout out to that. But they're building this platform, and this is built on top of the Boosto platform, and this is something that I'm excited about because basically what Boosto is it is going to be a platform built on Ethereum and other technology to allow for decentralized applications for influencers or for creators and people like that. And how I'm helping them and how I'm working with them, and this is why I'm pretty excited, is that they're building a set of tools, a set of distributed or decentralized applications where people like myself or people like Crypto's News or whoever else might be interested in leveraging it. You can see my ugly mug here on the website, but I'll pop down. So how I'll be working with them is specifically on kind of catering applications for the cryptocurrency community, as well as for other creators that will kind of garner user adoption and things like that. So a couple of the things that we've spoken about is things that I think would be helpful for me to leverage and for me to interact with you as an audience. Certain things, like I know a lot of people use Super Chats when we do a YouTube live or things like that. How can we build a version of Super Chat where we don't have to have YouTube take half the money, and that could be more of an instant experience? Things like building a chat email system that will allow myself and you guys to interact in a more seamless manner. So working on the actual applications behind it should be a really interesting experience. They are doing in the near future, in the next month or so, they are doing a token sale or ICO, whatever you want to call it. So I'm assisting a little bit on that, but really primarily on the product creation and making sure that the product is actually something that people can actually use. And I thought this was going to be a really interesting and fun experience for me to take part in. If you are interested in it, I would definitely recommend to check out their Telegram group. I'll put a link to that below and read through the white paper. Obviously, everything in the world, always read through their white paper, but I think it should be really fun to have basically a hub for myself and for all these other different crypto influencers and regular influencers or YouTubers, podcasters, people like that, to allow individuals to monetize and interact with their audience without having to, go through a middleman and have it done in like a more decentralized fashion. So that should be pretty cool. Excited about that. Like I said, check out the Telegram group as well as the white paper if you are interested in seeing what they're doing. And I'll probably be having them on the channel at some point in time just to talk about how we'll work together on that, but should be a fun experience. And outside of Busto, outside of the taxes, I think that we have seen some positive movement, at least in the past day or so, in the markets. Bitcoin is back above $7,000. I still don't think we're out of the clear personally. I don't think April 15th is going to be a magic number where things are going to pop off, but Near term, I feel like I'm a little bit bearish. Medium to long term, I'm bullish. I haven't really sold anything, so I'm still looking at a solid medium to long term opportunities here. But it's nice to see for a lot of people. I think there's a little bit of respite right now with that Bitcoin getting back above $7,000. Ethereum, which has gotten absolutely whomped, is still below 400, but it's at 390. I think last night it was at around 360. But I've been keeping an eye on a number of different assets, trying to kind of get a feel for what has been going on and where I can really best deploy capital. But at the time, for the time being, just keeping an eye on things with this short term, with this kind of last week of potentially tax season here. And then beyond that, how things continue to develop. So definitely keeping an eye on everything, but nice to see Bitcoin back above 7,000 at this point in time, and the rest of the market really kind of following through with it as well. If you are new to the channel, hit that subscribe button. If you did enjoy the video, please throw a like in there. It really helps to get the video out to as many people as possible. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a good one. Peace.